Hello then, welcome back everybody, from me Tim Cable to the Real Madrid podcast, and coming up today then we will look ahead to the weekend and the trip to Eibar, and we'll look back at that thrilling 6-0 victory over Galatasaray in Champions League, and we'll catch up as well with the latest transfer rumour and speculation. Well, after the disappointments of the weekend and the 0-0 draw with Real Betis, few expected what we were delivered on Wednesday in Champions League, the 6-0 victory over Galatasaray, the best performance of the season so far from Zidane's team. The night, though, well, that belonged to an 18-year-old from Osasco in Brazil. His name is Rodrigo.
Kroos. Marcelo. Towards Valverde. It's come all the way for Rodrigo! What a start for the teenager! Steered confidently home. His first goal in Champions League football. And I think we can all be pretty certain it will not be his last. Real Madrid are starting to play with a bit of swagger, and Rodrigo has really sparked that. Here's Hazard trying to find a way down the dead ball line. Unable to squeeze it back because of Nzonzi, but Kroos is here. Got to clear their heads here, Galatasaray. It's Rodrigo again. He scored twice in the opening 6.25 minutes. He's gone for the Panenka and he's found the roof of the net. And with less than 14 minutes played, Real Madrid lead by 3-0. Here he is, looking for a hat-trick and finding Benzema. Gift, 4-0 Real Madrid. Modric, this is Carvajal, and Benzema! His 50th Champions League goal for Real Madrid. Makes it 5-0 on the night. And Karim Benzema pounces. Here's Rodrigo, one last chance maybe. Benzema, Rodrigo! Hat-trick! What about that? Two at the start, one at the end. 18 years of age, your second Champions League appearance, your first at the Bernabeu, and you're going home with a match ball. Rodrigo.
Incredible night indeed for Rodrigo, who scores his first hat-trick of his senior career on what is only his 5th appearance for Real Madrid. He also becomes the youngest player ever to score a hat-trick in Champions League. He's 18 years of age and 301 days. The previous record was held by Mbappe. That was also a noteworthy night as well for Karim Benzema. He scored his 50th Champions League goal and thus overtaking Di Stefano in the process to become Real Madrid's 3rd highest scorer of all time in the European Cup. In front of him, Raul on 66, and unlikely ever to be caught though, is Ronaldo with 105. Benzema's total is actually 62 if you include the 12 that he scored when he was at Lyon. It wasn't good news for everybody, by the way. Marcelo had to leave the field just before half-time after an injury to his left leg. Now, the media view, of course, of Rodrigo was understandably positive, with comments made including the fact that $45 million paid for him. Well, it looks very, very cheap now. And also one headline that simply said that Rodrigo is the star that everybody thought Hazard would be. This the player, remember, that dreamt that one day fans in the Bernabeu would chant his name. And it was pointed out that he's managed this after just his 3rd game as a starter in the first team. But what about the player then himself? He said, "Tonight I fulfilled a dream. Listening to them chant my name was an incredible feeling. I'm very happy. It's been a really good night. But you have to remain calm and be calm." On Karim Benzema, he said, "Karim makes everything so much easier for me. It is amazing to play alongside him." What about Benzema's view as well? He said he's 18 years old. He said he is simply not afraid of anything, and I love to see it when a young man plays like this. On his own achievement of passing Di Stefano's record, he said, "I don't consider myself to be a Madrid legend, but it was a dream when I signed for this club. I'm happy and I hope to score many, many more goals. On Hazard, he ended by saying he is a great player and he will, in time, prove it. What about the coach's view? Well, Zidane was pummeled with questions on Rodrigo. Yes, he said he is just 18. You have to be calm and not to put pressure on him. He's had this chance to play and he has done very well. He does what we ask of him, both offensively and defensively. I'm not surprised of the reaction inside the ground tonight. He is a quality player. This is only the beginning. Hopefully he can continue like this. Asked what he most admires about the 18-year-old, he said, well, a bit of everything, really. He said he's intelligent, he wants to learn, and he always wants to improve. Technically, he knows how to do just about everything you can do with a ball. Well, let's not forget as well the others who made a significant contribution. What about Valverde's performance? He said, well, we always knew that he had the quality, and now that he is playing more, we're beginning to see it more. And on Karim Benzema, he said, his numbers, well, they speak for themselves. This is a man who loves football. We know what he can do. We know how good he is and just how important he is to this team. Pictures after the match also emerged of Vinicius heading into the dressing room to congratulate Rodrigo. He, remember, wasn't a part of the squad for the game, but it was still really good to see, as others, of course, were pictured getting into their cars and going home early. Can't have been easy for the 19-year-old, who is struggling to match the expectations that were placed on him so very, very early. And the hope is, as Zidane and the players, including Rodrigo, have already said, he's just 18. Everybody must remain calm and not put too much pressure on him. It's going to be difficult, though, for a player who many believe has the world at his feet. Neymar as well, by the way, was quick to send his congratulations on Rodrigo's significant achievement. Now, amid all of the celebrations, Eden Hazard's weight again appeared as a topic for discussion. Arsene Wenger was quoted as saying he's got too heavy. He's not back to full fitness after his injury. He's lacking in the confidence that he had when he was at Chelsea. And he concluded with the comment, if you want a horse to lose a race, just add 2 extra pounds. Now, before we look ahead to the weekend, let's round out some of the transfer news, rumour and speculation from the last 48 hours or so. Reports from around Europe are suggesting that Liverpool are going to rival Real Madrid for the signing of Kylian Mbappe, with a fee of around $250 million next summer. That'll be partly financed by the exit of Mo Salah, potentially, it was said, to Real Madrid. This story, in actual fact, has gained quite a lot of traction over the course of the day. The reality is, though, that it looks too much like a piece of fantasy as opposed to reality. And staying in fantasy land, Son Heung-min has also gathered a fair few admirers, it said, over at Real Madrid. But he, remember, is under contract until 2023 at Tottenham, which would make him almost impossible to prize away from Daniel Levy. Now, should Isco or indeed James Rodriguez depart in January, the name emerging as a possible replacement is Ajax's 26-year-old Moroccan international Hakan Ziyech, who impressed yet again in that Champions League epic against Chelsea. Now, Ajax are said to have agreed with the player that should a suitable offer come in, over $30 million, then they will let him go. He's never actually played outside of Eredivisie in his 8 seasons as a pro, beginning with Heerenveen before a stop-off at FC Twente en route to Ajax. Sergio Ramos' contract extension, or the lack of one arriving, is beginning to irk the player, it said. He could have, remembered, doubled his salary had he jumped ship and gone to China this summer. Now, Ramos' contract ends next June. He wants a new deal which will make him the club's highest paid player, which is something Perez is stalling on. He's currently on around $14 million a season, $3 million behind Gareth Bale. And it's said that if they win Champions League or La Liga, a new contract with a rise in salary is going to be on the table. If they don't, then a new extension will be offered, but it may be with less money. Now, somebody who is not very happy at all is the PSG sporting director, Leonardo. He's hit out at Zidane for comments that he made on Monday about Mbappe's dream being to play for Real Madrid. He spoke after PSG's Champions League victory last night. He said, "This is so annoying. It isn't the time to talk about dreams and it must stop now. Mbappe is an important player for us. This is not the time to try and destabilize one of our players." And finally, another interesting story. This has been rumoured that Zidane and Perez together want to bring Ashraf Hakimi back to Real Madrid this January, as opposed to for pre-season training next season. It's 6 months early. The Moroccan enjoyed a memorable night in Champions League as well, scoring 2 goals in the 3-2 victory over Inter. It's taken his total to 4 goals in Champions League this season. Madrid, though, may have their work cut out here. Dortmund will doubtless be competing for Bundesliga's title as well as the DFB Cup, and they are still going to be in the Champions League, so it will take a lot of convincing for Dortmund to let him go early. Moving on then, time to look ahead to the meeting with Eibar this weekend. There's been 12 previous meetings between these two clubs. 9 victories for Real Madrid, a couple of draws and 1 loss. And that sole victory for Eibar came last season at home on November the 24th. Well, they won by 3-0. The Argentine Escalante with a goal. Sergio has not scored yet this season, and one from the former Middlesbrough forward, Kike, who's actually on a good run of form. He's got 2 in the last 2 games they've played. Now, Madrid did win the return 2-1 with Zidane back in charge. Eibar, though, actually took the lead in that game as well. Cardona scored in the first half before 2 goals in the second half from Benzema gave Madrid the victory. Now, Madrid start the weekend in second place, level on points with leaders Barcelona, who are at home to Celta Vigo. Eibar are down in 14th place, but at home they've won 3 and lost 2. They've beaten Sevilla, Villarreal and Celta Vigo, all good teams. Espanyol and Barcelona have left with victories. Now, players to look out for. The standout player so far this season for Mendilibar's team has been the veteran Chilean forward Fabian Orellana, who at 33 years of age is having his best season in the last 4, with 4 goals scored, 4 assists. Everything, it seems, coming in 4s because he's got 4 yellow cards as well. And that form he showed this season has got him back in the Chilean national team. He played in the recent 0-0 with Colombia. What about a quick look at the numbers then? 12 games played so far for Eibar, 14 goals, 11 played for Madrid and 21 goals. Eibar then averaging 1.2 goals per game, Real Madrid 1.9. Average number of shots per game for the home team, 11.2, 20.8. for Real Madrid. Possession average over the season so far, 48.4 for Eibar, 56.1 for Real Madrid. Pass completion rate is very low for Eibar, 72% as opposed to 87.2 for Real Madrid. As for tackles, the average per game this season, 13.7 for Eibar, 16 for Real Madrid. And on the disciplinary front, 33 yellow cards for Eibar, 1 red this season. That was Escalante sent off against Real Betis. Just 21 yellow cards for Real Madrid, 3 red though for them, Bale, Modric and Odrizola. So how's all of that going to translate? Well, don't forget, last week against the team with the worst defence, Real Madrid, ended goalless against Real Betis, since when, of course, they put 6 past Galatasaray. So the confidence will be surging. Remember, too, that Madrid have not conceded a goal now in the last 4 matches. Well, that just about wraps it up then for today at the end of what's been an inspiring second half to the week. We will be back early next week with a look back at the weekend and a look ahead to the coming 7 days. And don't forget to catch up with all of the previous episodes over at the website at www.realmadridpodcast.com. Wherever you're watching the game at the weekend, have a great time. From me, Tim Cable, till next week. Bye-bye for now.